Many of America's traditional allies famously refused to send soldiers to the war in Iraq. Some allies that did send troops, Ukraine and Philippines, have them back home now because the war's unpopular. But one country, Georgia, has enthusiastically increased its troop levels. From the Georgian capital of Tbilisi, NPR's Lauren Sheets reports.
Georgia's involvement in Iraq is large for a small country where 60% of the population lives in poverty. With 850 troops on the ground, Georgia now has the second largest contingent per capita in Iraq, behind only the U.S. Washington has poured more than $1 billion worth of aid, including military help, into Georgia since the Soviet collapse. But aside from gratitude and the Georgian leadership's position that the Iraq War is a just one, there's also plain pragmatism. For the U.S., Georgia is a rare case of an enthusiastic contributor to the Iraq War. But for Georgia, sending its soldiers to Iraq is a way to get its young army real war zone experience and to prepare Georgia's military to eventually reconquer territory lost to separatist movements. At an old Soviet army base tucked along mountain foothills here, American Marines like Staff Sergeant Roy Brady Jr. train the Georgians. Many of them will end up in Iraq.
Okay, your orders are to go in there and kill everybody in the ambush if you get hit by an ambush.
Second Lieutenant Taylor Prince is teaching the Georgians to fire rocket-propelled grenades. He says some of the Georgians, even supposedly experienced ones, have great difficulty firing even Kalashnikov AKM rifles.
Believe it or not, some of their senior officers, they come out here and fire their own, the AKMs, and they're holding it, and it's all over the place, hitting 5-10 feet in front, and they're, oh, I've been soldiers for many years, and you're finding that, no, they can't operate. Back home, yeah, that's, you would never see that, but here.
Marine Staff Sergeant Jonathan Moore says the U.S. training helps Georgia to solve practical needs.
Prior to this program, a lot of these guys never fired more than 3 rounds of regular ammunition for the rifles per year, simply because it wasn't in the budget. We come out here and we provide everything for them, from the boots on their feet to weapons to ammunition, so that when they're done with this program, they're fully trained in a professional unit.
Among other duties, Georgians are guarding the Green Zone in Baghdad. Deputy Defense Minister Mamuka Kudava says the Iraq experience is a vital part of Georgia's military strategy.
2-3 years ago, we had no professional units in our armed forces. We have gained lots of experience in Iraq. It has been hugely successful. Capabilities have increased dramatically, and that is important, of course.
Staff Sergeant Jason Richter says it's an uphill battle preparing the Georgians to go to Iraq on just a few weeks' training.
They've had a lot of exposure to the Soviet style and philosophy of military thinking, which is very different from Western style. Basically, they want me to teach these guys everything I've learned in my 10-year career. But how do you do that? You know, stuff 20 pounds into a 5-pound bag. Yeah, it's not easy.
Up until about a decade ago, Georgia had virtually no regular army. Ragtag paramilitaries fought and lost 2 wars against secessionists in Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Senior Lieutenant Becca Mahouri is headed to Iraq along with the rest of the Georgian 22nd Battalion. Mahouri says his country looks to exploit its military experience in Iraq with an eye to retaking lands Georgia has lost to separatists.
The experience in Iraq will teach us how to get through tough situations and help us reunite Georgia.
Despite the widespread opposition to the war in much of the world, 75% of Georgians say they favor their country's military involvement in Iraq. Georgia also hopes the real-world training its troops get in Iraq will bring the country closer to joining NATO. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi.